a sense of the best 12 teams in college football, and we turn to Greg Hargrave.
So nobody lost last week that was in Greg Palm's rankings from a week ago. So if you're looking for a lot of change, don't think you're going to see it this week. We're going to start at number 12. Holding firm there is Southern California. USC had a bye week last week. But really the big win for them last week was the LSU win, coming back from 17 down to win at South Carolina. Just makes that win on a neutral field a little bit better. LSU can kind of push them up a little bit if the Tigers keep winning.
Sure,
LSU
bolsters the resume.
LSU very fortunate to get that win. Yeah. Did you see pick six call back because someone had the audacity to block the quarterback?
Right, no, I know.
He was trying to make a tackle. Anyway.
Question. If LSU had lost that game, would it have affected where USC was in Greg Palm?
Negative.
Okay, I'm just curious, because we always talk about bolstering the resume, but
what you might see later in the season, pushing, pulling, LSU pushing up USC, USC pulling LSU along the way if USC keeps winning as well.
Yes,
they're playing at Michigan
this week. Yes, we hope not.
CBS, 3:30 game.
Big game.
And that's all I have to say about that game.
Yes, thank you. Me too.
Number 11, the Utah Utes.
Did I see Rising is going to play this week?
Rising is expected to play this week, according to Brett McMurphy. He suffered that finger injury against Baylor in the second quarter there. They had a big win on the road at Utah State without him. They start conference play for real this time. I double-checked. and that's a big one. They're playing at Oklahoma State. And it's the Greg Palm game of the week.
Oh, there we go.
What's the stakes of this game early in this season? The winner, I will tell you, is going to be in the rankings next week, whether that's Oklahoma State coming in or Utah bolstering the resume as well.
Driver's seat to win the Big 12 to the winner of this game.
Well, get to the game. Remember, they still have to win the game. And this is really all about building that resume so that if you do get upset in the Big 12 title game, you still have the chance to win the at-large.
Yes.
And
host a game.
Say if there is a team that comes up, they go 9-3 like a Kansas State a couple years ago, and they upset Utah or Oklahoma State, whoever wins this game, in the Big 12 title game, they're stealing a bid from another SEC or Big 10 team.
Yes.
So it's that kind of bid-stealing factor that's in here as well when Utah is going to build up a resume to be an 11-1 or 12-0 team heading into that game. Number 10, Tennessee.
Way too low.
Only up one spot. Look, I am tempted to move them up higher. Just can't feign the space for them right now ahead of those teams and what they have accomplished. They're putting up video game numbers, 63 points per game. Look, they're going to have a chance to significantly move up this week. Because they're getting rid of the cardboard. They're going into Norman. Game day is going to be there, playing the Sooners. That's a ranked matchup, a real test. Josh Heupel played at Oklahoma. Now he head coaches Tennessee. He said that he thinks that the Oklahoma crowd is going to be quiet during Tennessee's offense out of respect. Don't know if he was tongue-in-cheek.
It was definitely tongue-in-cheek.
Look, guys, all three of these games that we just mentioned, all three of them could have been Greg Palm game of the week in any other week. They just so happen to be all on this weekend. They were all under consideration. Number 9, Missouri. Big win against Boston College. What could have been the game of the day? I got a friend was calling me on Sunday to rehash what happened in college football. He said that was the best game of the week.
Yeah.
Look, Boston College, they came out well. And after a deep drive to left by Castellanos, they led it 14-3. Mizzou scored 24 straight, end up winning 27-21. Good win for Mizzou. Number 8, got Miami. Took care of business against Ball State. Cam Ward, he's now the Heisman favorite after the Quinn Ewers injury. Question about them, is the Florida win getting a little bit devalued? Because the Florida program is a little bit in tatters now.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, got Penn State. They're really close to Miami. They both had non-conference Power 5 wins on the road in week one, and they're kind of living off of that for now. They had a bye week last week. Not much to add here. Just mentioned similar to Miami. They got Kent State at home this coming week. Number 6, Oregon. That's more like it, guys. 32 carries, 240 yards rushing, 7.5 yards per carry, and like Oregon does when they are at their best, it's everybody in the mix. 240 yards rushing, nobody had over 100 yards individually. Jordan James, Noah Whittingham, Dylan Gabriel got in the mix as well in the rushing attack. Zero sacks allowed as well in a Civil War rivalry game on the road at Oregon State.
Yep. About time.
Number five, down a spot, Ole Miss. We're going to get to Bama, too, and Bama, we're going to kind of talk about them a little bit here. Alabama and Mississippi, very close this year. I'm really torn about who's four, who's five. Mississippi's really torn through the schedule, huge offensive numbers. I'm giving a little bit more value to Bama's win at Wisconsin than Ole Miss at Wake. These teams are so similar, and the worst part about it all, they don't play each other this year.
I know. Ole Miss is happy because that has not gone their way for years.
No, it hasn't.
So we're going to be constantly talking about Alabama, Ole Miss in this kind of transitive property, A greater than B, B greater than D, a C greater than B, a C greater than E.
Right.
All of this comparative stuff between Alabama and Ole Miss. So we will go to number four, which is the Alabama Crimson Tide. Move them up because of that win at Wisconsin at Cam Randall. They have a bye week. Don't really have anything more to add to them. They have Georgia in 2 weeks.
They got a bye. They got 2 weeks to prepare for the Georgia Bulldogs.
And so does Georgia, by the way.
Oh, Georgia's on a bye, too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Games in Tuscaloosa.
Wow.
I think I might know what the Greg Palm game of the week is that week.
Possibly.
Number three, Ohio State. Bye week last week. They got Marshall this week.
Thundering Herd.
Cardboard September continues, so nothing to report really on the Buckeyes. I do want to point out Jeremiah Smith, the freshman, 11 catches, 211 yards, 3 touchdowns. They got another one. Dynamic playmaker.
Not a shock.
Number two, representing the SEC. Should have been in the playoff last year.
Oh, Georgia.
And they were in the playoff last year. The Texas Longhorns.
Wait, no!
Are the number two team country. Okay, you've got
it's
some
kind
gripes.
Of an unfair tease.
He ripped the rug out from under us. Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
How about the walk there for that joke? Number two, Texas. We'll get to Georgia in a minute. They continue to be unchallenged. Even with the banged up Ewers, plus 40 points per game, they are defeating their opponents. Did we learn anything new with their win against UT San Antonio? Not much, although I would say that Arch could play in a pinch and produce. So that's going in their favor. That's what we learned, I think, new from
last
year.
They have a very reliable and now proven backup.
Yes. Quinn Ewers, I would expect him not to play in the game against Louisiana Monroe. If you got a gripe, I get it. Texas has a strong case for number one. But our number one team is still the Georgia Bulldogs. Guys, they've done this before. 23 at Auburn, won a nail biter, 27-20. That was a 500 Auburn team. 22 at Mizzou. They were messing around for three quarters before they finally got it in gear. 126-22. Saturday is life in the SEC. When you don't have your 100 game on the road in a fervent environment against a motivated team that was coming off an embarrassing loss, they were, as in Kentucky, they were ready for that game to challenge Georgia in that game.
Yes.
I'm not going to demerit the Bulldogs for one of these games. And the fact that they have the bye week going into Alabama, their rating is going to change either way. Either they're going to beat Bama and it will affirm their number one ranking, or they're going to lose and they'll be out of this spot in a couple weeks.
So the AP voters move Texas to number one. And I think some of the argument there is the road challenges for both Texas and Georgia. Texas winning Ann Arbor won by 19 points. And I think Michigan, as down as they are, comparable to Kentucky.
Yeah,
well, I give Texas more credit. The line looks better. The quarterback play has been better. I would put Texas number one.
And if I could really add to that, probably I'm going to say that Texas would win, but still be better than winning at Kentucky. Is it going to be a demerit that Alex Orji is now the starter at Michigan and Texas beating Michigan's backup quarterback?
I don't know.
They just didn't know it at the time.
I don't know. I mean, I would lean more towards where Greg is. It's hard to win in the SEC, even though Kentucky is a team that doesn't always stand up or hold up in the rankings. They're always a tough out. They play tough football.
And there you have it, the top 12 teams from the brain of Greg Hargrave. Ken Palm does hoops. Greg Palm does football. It's 97.1.